Greetings. I am the Watcher, spectator of the multiverse and the stories you hold dear. Today, I'd like for you to join me on a journey of love. Love is the cornerstone of every universe. The presence or absence of such will define heroes and villains until the end of time. Follow me on this journey as we discover what love truly means on the multiversal day of Valentine's Day. For this particular story, we find ourselves soaring above the skies of Manhattan. One Peter Parker, Spider-Man, finds himself amidst a strenuous affair.
This is Peter.
Hey, Pete. Just wanted to let you know that I'm a few miles out. Where's our table?
Oh, hey, MJ. I thought our reservation wasn't until 7.
It is 7. Are you not there yet?
Yes. I'm definitely there. Just wanted to make sure that you had the time, right?
Listen, Pete. If you don't want to go on this date, you don't have to. We've been planning to do this for weeks now, and you're always busy with something.
Oh, no. I do. I really do. I'm just running a bit late. I'm sorry. But I'll be there in 10. Our reservation is under Parker. I'm going to be there. I promise.
All right. I'll see you soon.
Ooh. All right. Come on, Parker. Don't mess this up.
Demand you stand down immediately. SHIELD doesn't have to get involved if you just put down the vehicle.
Leave me alone!
Captain DeWolf! You all right, Captain?
Just PG. This asshole's giving us nothing.
Back off! I freaking mean it!
Hey, it's my old pal the Rhino. Man, why don't you use your talents for something a little less disastrous? Oh, I know. My aunt's looking for someone to join her book club. I mean, you do read, right? Afternoon, DeWolf. How we doing?
How's it look?
Right. The big guy let you in on any motive?
No. Didn't get a chance to shoot the shit with him. But he's only had his focus on one store. That little shop a few doors down? My squad can't get close enough to get a good look, though. What is it?
Well, he's not much of a rhino type. Take away the horn and you just got a giant hippo. I'm on it. Call SHIELD for transport. This will be over in a moment.
I hope.
What's up with all this traffic?
Looks like them super loonies are duking it out in Times Square.
Any way we could get around this? I'm late for a date.
Sorry, lady, but we ain't going nowhere right now.
Hey, big guy, I don't suppose we could speed this up, could we? I kind of got a date and, you know...
Leave me alone!
Whoa! Ah, Rhino, buddy, what have you got against a Hallmark store? Whoa!
Back off, Spider-Man! I won't ask a second time!
What are you doing trashing a spot like this anyway? You got a special lunch lady at Riker's or something?
Stupid paper! Damn fingers!
What are you... Rhino.
Shut up!
O'Hearn, stop!
Would you just go away?
Just calm down. I think I understand now. To the sweetest daughter on Valentine's Day.
Damn clerks wouldn't let me in, so I got pissed off, and you can't let them take me, bug. I got to give it to my baby girl. She don't get to see me no more, and this is all I got to show her that I'm still here.
Well, this is not what I expected from today, but when do I ever get what I want? Here, I'll cut you a deal. I can't keep them from taking you away, okay? You still destroyed this place like it was Lindsay Lohan's acting career. But I'll take it to her. Just tell me where to find her.
Promise me.
I promise.
What the hell are you doing?
Smells great. I promised I would deliver this to your daughter. Your name's Maria, right?
Mommy, Spider-Man knows my name.
I promised your pops I'd give this to you. He went through a lot of trouble to make sure you got it. And he wanted me to let you know that while you may not get to see him sometimes, he's always going to be with you. And he'll always love you.
Thank you, Spider-Man.
I think it's time for you to leave.
Spider-Man, will you tell my daddy that I love him too? And I miss him.
I think he'd appreciate hearing it from you. Don't you think so, Mrs. O'Hearn? Oh, okay. Mary Jane, I am so sorry. I swear it was just, I had a...
Save it. I was late too. We lost a reservation. You know, when I asked you out, this was not exactly what I was expecting.
I know, and I'm so sorry. I've been saying that I want to do this and that I want to be with you, but I haven't been showing it. I do want to be with you. There's just so much happening in my life and I'm trying to make it all work and...
Hey, I understand. Sometimes there are things in life we just can't control.
Then let me make it up to you.
How did you know how to get up here?
This is my aunt's apartment building.
This has been really sweet.
I'm so glad you gave me a fourth chance.
Me too, Tiger.
Hey, O'Hearn, you got a visitor.
You must have screwed up. No one's coming to...
Daddy!
Maria! Baby!
I am the Watcher. I have seen countless universes, timelines, and stories of love. Through it all, I've discovered that the true nature of love is understanding. Understanding the hardships and pain of another can be the greatest love you could possibly give. For without understanding, there can be no love.